Well, what do you know? We're on the air. This is a Tater Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. And I'm Phil Tater, your host. And we have three big items to mention today. And number one is, let's congratulate the people of Syria and the government of Syria and the army of Syria for destroying the ISIS element in Palmyra. It's a World Heritage Site. And I hope people know the World Heritage Site of Palmyra. So it's, in a sense, it belongs to all of us. And it had been occupied for, I guess, about a year by the this organization called Daesh, or ISIS. Everyone has been in a state of shock over what happened in Brussels. And we have world leaders, Obama, Hollande, Cameron, all of whom say that they want to do something about ISIS. Well, the Syrian army did do something about ISIS. They destroyed that force, which was in Palmyra. And not only had they been in Palmyra, as I mentioned before, a World Heritage Site, but I'm sorry for the echo and if there's in my voice, if you're hearing one, but that's the way the ball bounces. ISIS not only was in this historic city, the one that goes back thousands of years, the combination that city has been in culture of Persian and Roman elements. It is one of the most beautiful, one of the most remarkable. It's like a spot in the desert. It almost fits with every Western stereotype about the Middle East in that it's built on an oasis. And means so much to humanity. And while ISIS was there, they did their best to destroy and did destroy some of the historic pieces that were present there that had been preserved all these years. And it's the world basically stood by, I'm going to say that, about the Western powers stood by while this damage was done. And that element is got to be looked at. There's an article that has been being widely discussed in the Independent newspaper written by Robert Fisk. Many of our listeners will know Mr. Fisk's writing. He's based, I believe, in Beirut. He's a well-known Western journalist who does, I would say, a more than adequate job of reporting on the situation. Now I've got a more happy mic, so one that sort of fits my persona better. So anyway, speaking of Mr. Fisk, he says, why is Prime Minister Cameron so silent about this development in Palmyra? And that's where we all ought to be, is examining the conscience of the West, because when ISIS crossed the desert, and it is a desert, a long, long highway, to come to attack Palmyra. The British planes and the American planes a year ago were absent. The planes that have become important are Russian planes, and when it came time to do something about the terrorist army called ISIS-Daesh, I'm putting the slash mark, The West has been allowing a kind of what Charmaine Narwani calls controlled chaos. And that explains partly why they're so comfortable, or maybe so uncomfortable, to not be congratulating the people of Syria and not be congratulating the Syrian army for a job well done in liberating, and that is the appropriate word. It is a liberation that finally now we have forces there that will preserve and protect this World Heritage Site, which is why UNESCO spoke up, and even the leader of the United Nations had something positive to say. But it's Washington and London are rather quiet about this situation. And it's, I would suggest it's a sign of a guilty hand.